The talk I'm going to give today, it is my pro-life conversion story. A few years ago, I was at a March for Life, one of the statewide marches for life. And as the throngs of, you know, thousands and thousands of people are heading up to the Capitol grounds, I saw a group of the counter-protesters. You know, it was a small group of people, but really energetic. And, you know, they had slogans and they were chanting and yelling. I was in a group of people that was passing right next to them. And I saw this girl. She had a really cute pixie haircut and pretty blue eyes. She was a very pretty girl, probably about 20. And we met eyes as I walked by. As our eyes connected, as we stared at each other for just a second, I saw written all over her face the expression, "How could you?" It wasn't as much anger as it was hurt. What she was conveying to me through that look was, how could you be one of these people who betrays us women? How could you stand with a movement that takes away women's freedom over their bodies? And I actually felt an urge to go reach out to her, but you know how it is with those things. You get swept up in the crowd. And I was so impacted by that exchange of glances that I actually went into the counter-protesters later to look for her and to see if we could start a dialogue, and that's a whole separate story. But I never did find her, and I think about her all the time. And I have spent the past few years having my fantasy conversation over a cup of coffee where we sit down and I ask her about her story and her experiences that have impacted her views, and then I tell her my story. And so the talk I'm going to give today is the story that I wish I could tell that girl that I saw at the March for Life. All of my life, I was pro-choice, as long as I was old enough to have an opinion about that kind of thing. I was a lifelong atheist going back to childhood, and I hung out in entirely secular circles. And everyone I knew was pro-choice. I live in Austin, where I think it's required by law. If you happen not to be pro-choice, you should be smart enough to keep that to yourself. And I saw support for abortion as just that's the normal mainstream stance. It's like being pro-freedom. No one is anti-freedom anymore, except for maybe a few crazies, but you don't need to listen to them, really. And so the people, I was aware that there were a few of these anti-choice people out there, but they were these kind of shadowy figures, religious nuts, no one who needed to be taken seriously, because no real people are against abortion. And I supported Planned Parenthood and other pro-choice organizations, and I said that I would be willing to go to war to protect women's rights over their bodies, and I meant it. When I would hear about pro-lifers threatening freedom for abortion on the news, I would become so angry that my face would actually turn red. I mean, I would have a physical response of one. I was ready to throw. I mean, it really made me so angry because I would look at them as these people who wanted to make women slaves to their reproductive systems. It was this issue of freedom. Why do you want to take away our freedom? And every now and then, I would hear some of these crazy pro-lifers talk about killing babies, which was just this exasperating, inflammatory rhetoric in my mind. Because me and my pro-choice friends would say, no one's in favor of killing a baby. Give me a break. We're talking about fetuses. We're talking about ending pregnancies. There's nothing human in the womb at that point. I mean, of course we don't want to kill babies. And the Catholic Church, I lived this fully post-Christian life. I mean, people in my circles, we didn't even talk about religion anymore. We were so over it that there was not even a debate anymore. So I didn't really have contact with religious people, except the further you got into this abortion stuff, protecting women's rights as we saw it, you just couldn't avoid the Catholic Church. I mean, they were all over it. And one of my friends once commented that they were even worse than we thought because they opposed contraception. And I was like, no, that's just an urban legend. I mean, nobody is that anti-freedom. So I assured her, like, don't need to worry about that. That can't be true. So I went through life like this. I went through college like that, through early adulthood, and even going into getting married. I was a happy pro-choice atheist. I got married as an atheist. And my husband, Joe, he was a lukewarm, kind of non-practicing Baptist. He considered himself a Christian, although he never read the Bible, prayed, or went to church, and didn't mind having a totally non-religious wedding. So I was always kind of curious about what he meant by the word Christian there.